Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
We got more to come. We got the whole third hour on the way here. Of course, open phones as always. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. And then a little bit more of why you need to be cautious when it comes to getting into the world of cryptocurrency. And it's an overwhelming world. It's so big. It's so vast. It is so deep. It's hard to really get a hold on it. You cannot possibly know everything. It's impossible. And that can be overwhelming. And so what do you do?
Imagine knowing nothing about the regular banking system and just being like, I choose this type of a savings account, and not knowing anything about it and just putting all of your savings in it. You know, it's always been stupid to get into something like that without knowing anything about it, and people just will do it and think they have someone to sue over it because they lost money.
Well, the reason you don't want to put your money into a savings account is because they don't pay you jack diddly for interest. But generally, unless the bank goes completely out of business, they're probably still going to have your money the next day. It'll just be the same amount you put in.
I guess I didn't mean a savings account. I meant like an investor.
Yeah, whatever. There's so many different investments out there to look at. But we can continue with that discussion coming up here. Ian, Bonnie, and Nikki in the studio. First up, Jack is on the line in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jack.
My family and I watch you guys 7 days a week. Or listen.
And thanks.
I just want to say that, you know, I know all the characters on your show. We love Bonnie and Nikki the best, probably. And Captain
Kidd, thanks.
But, you know, I think it's ironic that we're talking about, like, some of these shows. We're talking about Kim Kardashian. I listen to you guys because I want to get away from Kim Kardashian.
You know? Yeah, well, I mean, we generally don't talk about Kim Kardashian. I think the last time we talked about her was in June when she was pimping this Ethereum Max token, and that's really the only reason it came onto my radar. Because people need to beware. I mean, this lady, whether you like her or not, she's influential. And so people need to...
She's influential because people keep on talking about her,
I also think it's a great point that the only reason why we would ever talk about her is because it's crypto-related.
There was a few times when she actually advocated for the release of people from prison. So she's actually done some good stuff in that way. But I don't really know much about this person. I certainly don't follow her in any way, shape, or form. And I get where you're coming from, Jack. And so it's open phone. So take us in a new direction.
Yeah.
The next direction is Ukraine. I think our government's trying to get us into a war.
Sure sounds like
all
it.
All the governments are. I think all of them are connected, and they're all playing. This top 1% that we joke about is real.
Yeah.
And I think they come from all the countries, and I think they're really profiting from war. And I think it's real. You can see it right now in the news. They say it's not going to happen, but then it does. It's not going to happen, then it continues. I mean, that's pretty much all I have to say.
Well, and we did, by the way, start the show with that news tonight. It was 3,000 troops from the United States military have been ordered to go into Eastern Europe, into the countries basically surrounding or nearby Ukraine. And so that's definitely a troop buildup. It's definitely an escalation. And it looks really, it looks pretty bleak.
Yep. If I could tell the future, it's going to be another 10, 20, 30,000 troops surrounding them.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be Putin against the wall because we don't get the real media. We don't really know what's going on.
Right.
Putin might not be the evil one in this situation. He is because he's government.
Sure.
But he may not be the evilest one, if that doesn't make any sense.
I think it's pretty interesting that the first place that there might end up being a war under Biden is Ukraine after hearing about all of his business deals and his son's business deals in Ukraine.
Right.
That's a great point. I forgot about
since
that.
Since the beginning of this, yeah.
Right, didn't his son back some kind of Ukrainian power company?
Yeah, like a Ukrainian, there was some kind of chemical.
It was a power company, but yeah, either way, you're right. There was definitely some shenanigans.
He was
very suspicious.
Who got $1 million. Biden's son got $1 million. It's a good problem. But anyway.
Yeah, the crackhead son.
He is a crackhead. There's literally photo evidence of it.
Yep.
Not a joke.
Yeah, he's talked about it for a
We love you, man.
Thanks, Jack. I appreciate it. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Yeah, so the discussion wasn't so much about Kim Kardashian as it was about this questionable token, about this investment. She was just the tool that they used to leverage to get the word out.
Floyd Mayweather and apparently some basketball player.
Who don't have near the reach of Ms. Kardashian, mind you.
Well,
but
Floyd Mayweather must have a lot still.
Yeah, I bet you it isn't $250 million. I bet you it isn't even a tenth of that. Just my prediction. So, again, you can weigh in here. Let's go to Richard. He's on the line and calling from New Mexico. Go ahead, Richard. Richard? Yes,
sir? Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
On last night's TV news, a 14-year-old girl died from a fentanyl overdose. It was supposedly supplied by her mother. On another news segment, they talked about a bill in the New Mexico legislature that a legislative woman proposed to restrict gun clips to 15 bullets, which to me is ridiculous. So with these two stories, I hope more attention gets paid to passing bills into laws that punishes people more for drug abuse and negligence on younger children that results in death to a person than worrying about a 15-round clip for a rifle when all a person has to do is load more 10 or 12-round clips in a gun.
If they prove that the mother did indeed give her daughter fentanyl that killed her, I'm pretty sure there will be consequences. What do you think would be appropriate?
Well, I'd like to see the mother spend about 5 years in prison, for heaven's sakes, as an example to other people that might be letting their kids have access to fentanyl. Granted, the girl was 14 years old. She should have known better, but people...
And you said the girl died? The daughter perished?
Yes, the daughter died from the fentanyl overdose.
That's terrible.
They probably thought it was something else. They probably didn't... I don't know. I don't think people go around just like, ooh, I want to get high on fentanyl. I think that
nowadays people are starting to.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's just cheaper and easier to get than heroin. So people, start with, other drugs and they kind of move on to...
But heroin is so cheap and easy to get.
Don't you think, Richard, I mean, there's no doubt this is a tragedy. I mean, it's terrible that this happens to anybody. As you said, Bonnie, it probably was not their intention to overdose and to die. But don't you think it's punishment enough to lose your daughter? Do you really need to spend 5 years in prison and force all the taxpayers to pay for three meals a day so you can just sit there?
Well, something needs to be a deterrent to people. Of course, I'm somewhat prejudiced.
Negligent manslaughter or whatever. I mean, that's... There's already a deterrent there, and most people who are drug-addled don't think about that stuff.
And I also think, like, the idea of setting, like, using her as an example just doesn't work because we all, like, I mean, there's an epidemic. There's no doubt about that, and people are dying left and right. So, I mean, you would have to live under a rock to not see this. So addicts know, like, they see their friends dying. They know this is happening.
And they've seen people go to jail.
Yeah. They're just so heavily addicted to drugs that, like, I don't think using this woman as an example is going to help the real root of the problem. I think what would actually help is legalizing the drugs And then people will be able to get safe drugs that aren't laced with fentanyl.
Right.
Or even if they're purposely using fentanyl, they'll know how much they're using or whatever. I think that will give safer access to drugs because at the end of the day, people are going to do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
Another thing he might not know about this situation is maybe the mom was trying to protect her daughter in a way because maybe she didn't want her daughter going somewhere else and getting drugs, and maybe she wanted her to do it in a more safe way, and it was just an accident.
Well, and because, as Nikki pointed out, if it were legal, then accidents are less likely to happen because you know exactly the doses, because you buy the doses at a store where they're measured in a lab.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Hey.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. And don't forget, we are raising funds for Give Directly. It is the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty, like Lamette and Kilifi counties in Kenya. People there who have to walk for miles just to get water they can drink. That's the kind of poverty we're talking about here. And Give Directly in the last decade has delivered over $400 million to over a million people who really did need some help. And research shows that this really helps people in those situations because it drives positive change in their lives, like the ability to reach employment, nutrition, health, and education. Plus, cash allows individuals to invest in what they need instead of relying on people thousands of miles away choosing for them. So if you believe in that, we support you, and we're going to double the donations by matching, total up to $30,000 of donations over at give.freetalklive.com. That's give.freetalklive.com. I wanted to hang on to Richard here on the line in New Mexico because there was something about your call that I thought was interesting. We didn't have a chance to really point it out, and I wanted to do it with you on the line, Richard. You pointed out that you find a particular story that happened nearby you there in Albuquerque to be tragic, where a teenage girl was apparently given fentanyl by her own mother. She died as a result of that because it's fairly easy to overdose on fentanyl, as I understand it's very powerful at a low dose. And so very, very tragic. You were upset about that. You want to see punishment for the mom. You want to see the punishments for these sorts of situations ramped up. But on the other hand, you also pointed out that you think that the idea of banning a specific amount of ammunition from a magazine, limiting it to 15 rounds, is a ridiculous idea. And so you support the freedom to be able to have as much ammo and as large a size magazines as you want, have gun freedoms. And so I want to just point out the, I'm not going to say so much hypocrisy, but the contradiction here. And the contradiction is, you can see how prohibition doesn't work. As you pointed out, if the government people there in New Mexico are to prohibit any magazines over 15, there are going to be people who have a workaround for that. There's going to be people that they'll just buy their 30-round magazines outside of New Mexico or whatever. They'll have their way around it. They'll carry enough ammo to where, or enough magazines to where they can just replace them, and they can still kill people in those circumstances. So you know that prohibition of guns and prohibition of, various different gun-related accessories doesn't work, right, Richard? Like, you understand that.
Yes.
Yeah. It also doesn't work with drugs. And so when you use prohibition on drugs, you get the same problems. You get somewhat different, because, like, with drugs, when they're prohibited, they go underground, and the same thing would happen with guns. Like, if you'd completely prohibited guns in New Mexico, all the gangs would have them. And the gangs would be selling them, and it would be highly risky to buy them in the same way with drugs. The gangs have them. The gangs sell them. It's highly risky to buy them. The drugs become debased because you don't know what you're getting when you go out there and you buy something from a drug dealer. People don't stop using drugs. In the same way, people won't stop holding and possessing and selling guns if they're prohibited. So prohibition doesn't work. And you touched on this, Nikki, when you pointed out that if we were to actually legalize heroin, and I understand some people think that's a shocking idea, but if you were to legalize heroin or fentanyl and all these other things, then they become available at the local Walgreens. And you can go in there and you can get a predetermined dose. Like, when you take an aspirin, you know exactly how much aspirin you're putting into your body because some machine on an assembly line has weighed it down to the, thousandth of a gram or whatever, and you absolutely know that what is in that pill bottle is what it says it's going to be. There's no surprises. And so the same thing can be true of fentanyl. The same thing can be true of heroin, where you're not having to rely on some questionable black market dealer who just cooked up a batch of heroin in his bathtub that might have been, 10 times stronger than the last batch because he's high as hell and he doesn't really, not paying attention to what he's doing or whatever. Or it's a dealer on the street who has 6 different sources for heroin, and he never knows which one is going to be stronger than the other. All he knows is he's got customers, they want it, and he's got to give it to them so he can make money. So all of those problems get solved when we take those drugs out of the black market and we put them into the legal market, Richard. So that's what I wanted to present you with tonight.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Any thoughts?
I'm a bit jaded because I had a badge for 15 years before I became a convict and spent 20 years in prison.
What did you go to prison for, if you don't mind?
It was on a sex offense, which didn't make me all that popular, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. So in prison, of course, there's a lot of guys that are there for drugs, and we could actually empty out the prisons and actually have room for real criminals who actually commit violence, who actually harm other people if we were to legalize drugs. There's a ton of people who've never actually created a victim. They've never actually hurt anybody, but yet they're wasting away in those prison cells. I'm sure you met some of those guys while you were in there, right?
Well, quite a few, yes, and I was into drugs myself for a few years. Mm-hmm. My lady friend I had 35 years ago, one of her cousins was the biggest drug dealer in the town where I was living then, and she got some pretty good discounts on marijuana and amphetamines, and that's what I got on for about 3.5 years. And then when she gave me the boot for a guy that had more money and everything than I did, that's when I got off of all of that.
May I ask, while you were in prison for 2 decades, what kind of drugs could you get a hold of in there? If you wanted,
people would have visitors come in, and they would smuggle marijuana in prison in certain body cavities.
Right. Did you ever hear about anything harder coming in, like heroin coming into the prison?
No.
That's interesting. Because from Mark Edge, who was the host, has been a host, and hopefully will be again in the future on this show, he went to prison in Florida, and he said you could get pretty much whatever you wanted. You just had to pay 10 times the street price for it.
These might also be different, like, time periods.
Yeah, well, that's true. Maybe he just wasn't aware, right? Like, if you're not looking for heroin, then you might not find it. But it's available. Richard, thanks for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. The point I wanted to make there, and he still did make it for me, is that they can't even keep marijuana or whatever other drugs we're talking about because they can all fit in those cavities that we're talking about. In fact, you can fit more heroin in that cavity than you can, as far as dollar for dollar, than you can marijuana. And that's how they get it in. Or there's a guard that will smuggle it in. That's another way that it works. Sometimes it's the guards that are smuggling it in that way, I imagine. But the point is, despite the war on drugs, despite the billions or whatever hundreds of billions have been spent on prosecuting it, all the people that they put in prison, they can't even keep it out of their own high security facilities.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
U.S. USA Radio News.
GOP leaders are laying the problems at the southern border at the feet of the Biden administration.
Republican senators are ripping the Biden administration over the crisis along the U.S.-Mexico border.
This crisis at the border is a direct result of President Biden's policies, aided and abetted by Democrats here in Congress.
Wisconsin's Ron Johnson saying the United States has no idea how many drug traffickers and gangs are coming in. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Meta, the company that owns Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, saw its stock plunge after hours on Wednesday. This after reporting a rare decline in its fourth quarter profit due to a sharp increase in expenses. Meta also forecast revenue below analyst expectations for the current quarter. This is USA Radio News. Senator Ben Ray Lujan is expected to make a full recovery after surgery to relieve pressure on his brain following a stroke. A leave by the 49-year-old Lujan would result in Democrats having 49 votes versus 50 Republicans. At the White House Wednesday, a reporter asked Jen Psaki about how his absence affects the president's agenda.
We spend most of our time engaging in good faith about the president's agenda and not making those calculations.
Three top CNN executives will form an interim leadership team at the network following Wednesday's resignation of longtime President Jeff Zucker. The New York Post reported that Michael Bass, Amy Entelis, and Ken Watts are assuming Zucker's leadership responsibilities until Warner Media's pending merger with Discovery is complete. Various news outlets are reporting Zucker left because he did not disclose a relationship with a co-worker to the company. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The number is 603-283-6160, and bring up whatever's on your mind. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
So we were talking about the latest, one of not the latest scam, but one of the myriad of different scams out there in the cryptocurrency world. This one was being promoted by some pretty big promoters, and actually, Bonnie, you did the checking. Looks like Floyd Mayweather does have 10% of Kim Kardashian's followers. She's got like 250 million. He's got about 27 million. So they promoted the same thing about, I don't know, 9 months ago, 7 or 8 months ago, over the summer, and it's called Ethereum Max, and it is completely questionable. We were looking at their quote-unquote white paper, which goes on, by the way, for 50 pages. I only read to you the first paragraph, which you guys pointed out was just littered with buzzwords, essentially. And I just wanted to look at, like, what do people need to look at when it comes to analyzing these potential supposed investments versus are they actually scams? Do they have any chance of becoming something? And just to me, like, the fundamentals of this thing don't make any sense. So cryptocurrencies were intended when Satoshi Nakamoto, whoever that person or persons is, male, female, group of people, we don't know. Satoshi Nakamoto created Bitcoin in 2009, released it to the world, and it became this amazing phenomenon. And when you look at the Satoshi white paper for Bitcoin, it talks about Bitcoin as a peer-to-peer electronic cash. Bitcoin was intended to be used. It was intended for people to transact, to go back and forth, to send and receive, for whatever reason. Now, unfortunately, Bitcoin has sort of become this savings thing, this kind of digital gold that people don't want to spend and they want to hold on to and hope that number go up. And the reason why number go up when it comes to Bitcoin is because it was first. It was on the scene. It's got that name recognition. It's the sort of the standard bearer of cryptocurrency. It was the grandfather of all these other cryptos. But it wasn't the intention that it was just this digital good that can just increase in price for no reason. The reason why it became valuable is because it was useful in the earlier days. It did what it said it was going to do. It made it possible for an individual to send value to another individual across the world or across town or right next to one another for very low cost and in an almost an instant. That's what it accomplished, and it made it so it's completely unhackable. It can't be cracked. It can't be stopped. The governments of the world can't stop it. So that's why this value started accruing to it, because it took away the middlemen of money. It disempowered the banks, and it disempowers the governments, and that's worth something. So it kept on going as far as its price kept on going up. It kept on becoming more valuable. And then there became this issue in 2017 where Bitcoin had a schism into two different competing cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. And that's something that can happen in the crypto world because it's open source and anybody that wants to can copy the code and copy the blockchain and they can fork, as they call it, the code, and they can fork the chain and they can make a competitor, basically. And so, to kind of summarize what happened as quickly as possible, some of the geek and the programmers didn't agree on which direction Bitcoin should go to scale for the future, and they couldn't agree. And so the two different perspectives went off in different directions. The Bitcoin Cash people said, we need to increase the what they call the block size, make it so more transactions can be taken in per minute, and it all just gets written to this blockchain, which is this open source ledger, this distributed decentralized ledger that is sort of one of the real advancements that is behind Bitcoin. And the original Bitcoin team said, who was it at that time? Satoshi Nakamoto was long gone. So the Bitcoin programmer said, no, we're not going to increase the block size. We're just going to keep everything as is. We're going to let the blocks fill up, which they were at the time. And that is what made the fees go crazy. And that's what led to this new narrative of Bitcoin isn't for spending, it's for saving. And now that's the narrative that they pitch. Whereas Bitcoin Cash and Dash and some of these other cryptos say, no, you should spend crypto. It's something that was the intention. So that's not to say that there couldn't be some sort of a savings crypto, but why would that be valuable? Why would someone who starts a crypto intended to not move around, starting that from zero today, why would someone want to get into that?
Why would somebody want that? Yeah.
Right. Yeah, there's really no incentive for that.
Right. And so when you look at this Ethereum Max, this ostensible scam token, the real shocking part to me, I mean, I've not read this 50 pages and I have no interest in reading the 50 pages, but just to look at one of the fundamental factors about this token is they have a tax on every transaction.
I noticed that. I thought that was weird.
A 9% tax.
Yeah.
So, and of the 9%, 6% is, I think, burned?
Is this supposedly something that goes back to the community?
Well, what I thought they meant by tax was that, like, the government was taxing
it.
So I didn't know what they meant by that. I just briefly, like, looked through their website. But, yeah, I thought that was strange.
Is it a thing that they're saying goes back to the community, so therefore you should like it for that reason?
Yeah, and I've seen two different things in this on this website. I've seen it say that the 6% gets burned and then 3% goes back to the founders or to the community or whatever, to some sort of community chest. And then I saw something else that said it was the reverse, that 3% gets burned. And, but
you
regardless,
saw both of those things on the same website?
Yeah.
Their website? Wow.
I'm pretty sure
Damn.
I did. But regardless, it's a 9% tax every time you transfer this. So no one would want to use this to actually buy coffee or do anything with.
That's really, really high.
You're not gonna not only are you not gonna buy coffee, you're not gonna buy a house or a car or anything with this because you'd be insane.
9%. Oh my god.
Yeah, you'd be insane to do that. So therefore they're trying to de-incentivize people from spending it, and they want people to just hold on to it. But again, why would you want to? Why would you want to get into this thing that you just hold? What's the reason? Why does it exist? The answer is to scam people. The answer is to get celebrities to get on board, to push this thing up. But surprisingly, they're still going forward with it. So they're still trying to get people to dump money into this
thing. Yeah, even though there's literally lawsuits open against them.
Almost a year later.
Are they still trying to get people into it, or do they just have a website now, and is it just something for them to point to in their defense and be like, hey, it is real, we have a white paper?
I mean, that could be, but obviously they still want people to buy their token. Like, every time somebody buys the tokens from them, they get real crypto.
Yeah.
Oh, I just meant, like, are they still advertising it with celebrities or anything like that?
I don't think so. But, they may again. I mean, if they've made enough money on the first round, they might take a portion of that and, try to push for another pump and see if they're like, hey, we're still here. We just released version 2 or whatever. Just some sort of nonsense.
I assumed that it was done since they hiked it so high and then it crashed so hard. I thought that would be the end of it, but they might try to do this again. I don't know who would be dumb enough to fall for this twice.
Well, people are still behind Shiba Inu, and it went up way high and then crashed badly and hasn't recovered.
Shiba.
But, I mean, it is actual token, though, right?
Well, these are all tokens.
Coin, I mean, right? No, Shiba, is it a coin?
No, it's just another token.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's still
the difference between this and Shiba Inu is Shiba has the dog.
Yeah, I mean, the dog really, really makes it.
And I don't know if there's a tax on Shiba. I don't think that there is. So, as far as I know, you don't have to pay 6% or 9% every time you want to transfer Shiba. Now, you still have to pay the Ethereum fees, which are ridiculous, but that's not necessarily Shiba's fault. So,
even gas.
Whatever they call it. Yeah, gas or fees. And that's one of the real problems here. Is like, why would anyone want to invest in an Ethereum token when you've got to pay, I don't know, $50 just to get into it for gas fees, just to put it in your wallet. And now they want a 9% tax on top of that. It's like, that's just insane. And if you mortgage your house for this, you're a lunatic. So anyway, just some things to look at. You have to ask yourself, what is the point of this? And you really don't even have to spend hours and hours, in most cases, researching this stuff to do it. But I don't think a lot of these people who bought into it did much of any research on this. Your thoughts are welcome. You can join us. This is...
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. There's enough time for you. If you want to join us right now, we're going to check in with the latest on the Ottawa Truckers, the Freedom Convoy 2022. Of course, you're welcome to join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. We've got archives there. You can subscribe to our podcast feeds. Go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find the RSS links there. You can easily plug one of those into your favorite podcast client, and then it will automatically download at your leisure whenever we put a new episode up, which is literally every single day here on Free Talk Live. So head over to feeds.freetalklive.com. According to rebelnews.com, drivers there in Ottawa are saying that they're going to be staying. Some have said they will stay for many weeks if it is needed. And some say they are willing to stay even longer if necessary.
Well, when you think about it, truckers are kind of used to that, right? They're probably
the
used
long
to, like,
haul.
Yeah, they're used to, like, sleeping in their trucks and,
right,
you know, eating gas station food, so.
And in this case, they might be getting better than gas station food. The fundraiser at GoFundMe, which thankfully hasn't been taken down, I guess, has now passed more than $10 million Canadian dollars. Its goal
That's
was $10
crazy.
Million.
Yeah, but we still don't know if any trucker has received a dollar of that.
Well, we don't, but honestly, we're disconnected, right? Like, we don't know who the organizers are. We don't. I have reached out to the organizers of the fundraiser and invited them to come on Free Talk Live. We hardly ever have guests on this show, but to me, you know, this is important. There are some people that are important enough to, in my mind, like, okay, I want to talk to this person. And I definitely do want to ask those questions, is how are they spending this money? You've got $10 million, and you've got to, you know, this wasn't raised in advance. This was raised as it was happening, you know, the week of, as people were starting to drive out to Ottawa for this Freedom Convoy.
And if nothing else, that shows just how much the average Canadian is behind this.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, let's mention how much or how many of the donators there are. So again, it's GoFundMe. The title is Freedom Convoy 2022, Taking Back Our Freedom Convoy. Almost 10.1 million Canadian dollars. And interestingly, it looks like it's closed. So I guess since they've hit their... Uh-oh.
Oh, it got taken down?
Uh-oh. Under review.
So what does that mean? Are they going to, like...
This fundraiser is currently paused and under review to ensure it complies with our terms of service.
No way.
And applicable laws and regulations.
So would this mean that they wouldn't get any of that money?
That's would be my guess. I don't know. I don't think. Well, okay, this is a good question, because I've only ever done this once. I only ever did, or once or twice, I only did a fundraiser in recent memory with Aria Demetsov, our other co-host, when she had her car vandalized in 2020 when she was running for sheriff. And the idea was, let's raise some money to help her pay for the paint work that she needs to have done.
Yeah.
I think her tires got slashed as well,
replaced
the tires. And thank you to the people who donated a couple $1,000.
Did it cover everything?
Yeah. Yeah, it actually did. And in that case, I don't know if they let you withdraw funds before you've reached the goal. I think...
Really?
It might depend on how you set it up. It might depend on, like, okay, well, you can make it so you have to reach the goal before you, you know... I think it just depends. I think it's like you can tell your donator or you can tell your donors, well... If we don't reach the goal, you'll get your money back. Or you can say, no matter what we raise, we're keeping it. I think that's how it works.
I would think that that would make sense.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what you raise, just because you didn't reach your goal doesn't mean you don't still need the money you're fundraising for.
Somebody wanted to give it to you, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm hoping that this would be that factor where they have been able to withdraw some of this money. And that, again, this would be where it would be interesting to actually interview the people behind this thing. So,
and that's what sucks about using platforms like GoFundMe, because, you know, it's a lot to set up your own platform to do something like that, but it is possible to set up your own website that you can accept donate. I mean, I accept donations on my website, so, like, it is possible. So once you use a third party like that, you can run into things like this where now so many people were so passionate about this and it was so important to them that they raised over 10 million Canadian dollars, and now what, it's just going to, like, vanish and it's just going to go back to the people?
Did you see how many donors...
Yes. Well, let me see if it's still up there. As of yesterday, it was like 120,000, which is incredible.
That means a lot of them gave a lot of money each.
Yeah. Maybe like one person gave like millions of dollars.
Top donor was like $30,000.
Okay, that's a lot.
Holy crap.
And it's crazy how diverse the group of people that are supporting this convoy are. I saw a video that one of... the people I follow on Instagram posted.
Oh, you mean the racist convoy full of white supremacists?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were literally Indigenous Canadian people doing tribal dances.
Yep. I saw that. I also saw images of black truckers. There was a Sikh, a guy with a turban on, who, you know, was clearly of Middle Eastern descent. And there, just today, I saw an image of a couple of, like, Asian truckers out there holding signs, wearing, like, a trucker's cap with a Canadian maple leaf on the cap. So, I mean, clearly, this is a, like you said, a diverse group. And it looks like the average donation, I'm just, you know, in some quick math, is around $80. In this particular case, so yeah, that is a little bit high for a fundraiser.
Yeah, for an average.
Which really goes to show that people really are behind this thing. And when you pull up the GoFundMe Terms of Service, it's just like every corporate terms where there's always something about how you can't fundraise for things that are illegal, right? There's always, it's a very kind of corporate...
So, like, is this illegal, though?
The cops aren't going after them.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, there aren't any arrests that have been happening.
Yeah, I mean,
they've not been, you know, ticketed even at this point. And so is it illegal to protest? No. It certainly shouldn't be illegal to protest. But will GoFundMe determine that it's illegal to violate the government's vaccine mandates?
So who knows what they're going to put down with.
It's probably not GoFundMe. It's somebody threatening or bribing GoFundMe to take it down. You know, there's always that, too. You don't know what the Canadian government is up to.
Yeah, it could be. And I don't know what country they're based out of, GoFundMe.
I was assuming it was the U.S.,
I never thought about it. I don't know if it's safe to assume that, but that may be true. And I presume that they're taking a cut, right? Like, I don't remember what cut they take, but, you know, if their cut is 2%, GoFundMe is making $200,000 off of this.
Hmm.
In what, a week's time or a week and a half?
That's crazy.
I mean, I'm just going to be positive and hope that they're just like, this is a lot of money. And there are a lot of eyes on this. We're going to make sure that we're not breaking any laws by doing this, and then they're going to release it. But
so GoFundMe is an American for-profit crowdfunding platform.
Because, I mean, why would they want to not make that money, for one thing?
Yeah.
Right. The $200,000?
Yeah, they have an incentive.
That's crazy. That's so much money to make off of a fundraiser.
I mean, if they actually provide the service they are supposed to provide, then, you know, 2% is no big deal. And I'm just presuming. I don't know. Maybe it's less than that. Maybe it's more. I don't recall what what their fees are. Obviously, there's credit card fees, and then there's the fees for GoFundMe. So what that totals, I don't know. I do remember hearing that when this fundraiser first went into place, it went under review. So there was some sort of freeze early on, and then they let it go. So now they're freezing it again. And again,
I heard something similar. I wasn't going to bring it up because I don't know enough, or I don't have the details, but since you're bringing that up, I heard that it was frozen, and then they released $1.5 million to the owner. So I think that they can take some out in intervals.
Good. Because
it would make sense if they could take it out in intervals.
Well, there are people out there providing food, apparently.
Yeah.
I've seen that on some of the live stream videos.
Yeah.
So I presume I'm going to hope that some of this money is going into that to help feed these truckers, help keep them gassed up, and whatever other things that they need paid for.
And, you know, the truckers might be, like, speaking out about it if they weren't getting some of the money. Like, you might see videos of the truckers being like, hey, where's our GoFundMe money?
Maybe.
It was being withheld.
We'll see. This probably just happened earlier today, because I think I checked it earlier, and I was like, oh, yeah, they made their goal. And I didn't notice it was frozen, so it must have been sometime maybe this afternoon that this got frozen.
Mm-hmm.
We'll keep an eye on things. If we hear anything, if you hear anything, let us know at 603-283-6160, whether it's tonight or tomorrow or as this thing develops. And the big question is, what's the best alternative? Because we know there's a good chance GoFundMe is going to reverse this. They're going to give back all these donations to the donors, and people are going to be pissed again, because this has happened before.
Yeah.
So where do people go to do crowd fundraising?
You got
to
do your own.
Yeah, but it's hard to roll your own.
Cryptocurrency. Put a public address on a website.
But not everybody's got crypto. Anyway, tell us tomorrow. We'll see you then.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.